when I talk about these strategies, you know, this whole process on how we're able to create more cash flow, like I said, cash is not king. Cash is worthless, right? If you've got cash in the bank right now, get it out, make it work hard for you, make it sweat. And so every single time I'm thinking about this, I'm always thinking about that guy. He's like, ARR. He said to me, ARR, annual recurring revenue. Make sure you create a company that produces annual recurring revenue. I'm like, how does that even work? And so let's say right now let's say every month you make $10,000. The month after that, you want to make another $10,000, you have to sell more. The month after that, you want to make another $1,000, you sell more. So the problem with this is that we're constantly focusing on making new sales all the time. So what we want is we want recurring revenue, and recurring revenue is worth 10 times more of that, right? So that's why you got to start doing that. And I think one of the issues is right now, let's say most of you, if you look at the latest trend, like you got to model what the greats are doing. So for example, I used to be an animator, right? I used to work in like TV and film and games. And what we used to do is make these games and we would, you know, charge money for it. And then a new game would come out, we charge money for it. A new game would come out, we charge money for it. But now if you look at what's happening is the whole industry is changing right now, right? So you look at software, right? Software, even like Microsoft Word or Adobe Photoshop, I used to pay for them every single time. Now I just pay a subscription and I get to make money from that, which is pretty cool, right? So when I say make money, it's like, for me, I actually have my own software that I charge for as well. So I'm basically modeling what they're doing, right? I'm basically saying, why don't I create my own software? Like Adobe software, why don't I create my own game? So I'm now making money from that strategy where I now have an app that people can use as software to monetize their knowledge, skills, and expertise. So that's how I'm making money from that, right? But software, that's what's happening. So a lot of you need to think about what softwares could I create that basically are repetitive tasks that you could charge for. Then you've got things like look at even my local car wash. You can actually pay money to actually, believe it or not, get your car washed as many times as you want, which I think is pretty cool. So every time I start thinking about that, I think, wow, like even car washes are modeling these kind of processes. Right, and then you've got things like food prep. So you know, there's food prep companies right now that they're always charging money every single month to deliver food every single day to you. So you've got that as well. Then you've got streaming. Look what happened with the cinemas, right? You know, when all the cinemas that were charging per ticket went out of business, the only ones that stayed in business was the cinemas that had subscription. So for example, you know, like I can watch films now that are out in the cinema on streaming if I pay in a subscription. Right, you see Disney Plus doing this a lot with the Marvel films, right? Some of the big films that they have coming out with Disney. So look at books. I've got a friend who's got over 350,000 members paying $3-$4 a month just to get book summaries, which is crazy. And then we've got streaming, right? So streaming, you see that happening. But also, if you look at what's happening with those industries, you now start to see even clubs, right? For example, this is something I'm seriously considering doing. Right now, I have, you know, over 150,000. Well, actually, let's have a look. Let's do a little look. Yeah. I'm getting close to 150,000 members on my club. And a lot of people keep messing me, say, John, can I run a room under your club? So I can charge a one-time fee, like, you know, a couple of $1,000 for them to do that, to basically rent my room from me, because my rooms get anything from, you know, 20 to 50,000 people that go through the room. So that's a lot of exposure. So that's what I can charge for that. Or I could just charge a subscription, right? I could say, hey, you know what? I'll charge a subscription for you to basically rent my club, right? Because isn't that true? Like a golf club, actually puts up, you know, all these like 18 holers, and you can go and pay money to play on the golf course. Well, I could do the same with my clubhouse room. You could all do that with your clubhouse room. And that's what's starting to happen, right? So you're starting to see companies like Facebook. So myself and Rob Moore, we were one of the first supporters in the first 58 people in the world in a beta program on their Facebook group. And we were asked to basically test out the supporter platform. And what it is people now can pay money to follow you on Facebook. You see Twitter doing this now with Twitter spaces that, you know, Twitter super followers now, right? And Clubhouse will soon follow suit. So, you know, I had the honor and privilege of running and hosting a room with John Yushe and also Michelle Fan. And John brought Michelle in, and for those of you who don't know, she had a massive YouTube channel. She still does. It's about close to 10 million followers plus. And, you know, when she first started this whole YouTube thing, people would say, oh, what makeup liner are you using? What foundation? What eyeliner? What lipstick? And she would actually have these things called glam bags that she would sell for $10 per month for makeup samples. And she'd have like 700,000 people paying $10 a month. That is a good business model, right? Because it's subscription. You see, the key here, the secret, and this is the difference between the rich and the broke mindset. The rich create things that are recurring. The broke do not. For example, I have a multi-million pound property portfolio that, like, every time I rent a property out, I get to make money every single month, right? And so that creates cash flow. That's why I say cash is not king. Cash flow is king. Cash flow is like oxygen. Cash flow is like, you know, food and water, right? Without that, you're not going to survive. And so I always say that the smart thing to do is to sell something once and get paid over and over and over and over again. And it doesn't have, and you can all start very small. Like, let's say like your goal was to get just 1,000 people paying you $10 a month for either a product, a service, or some kind of sponsorship model, like I just mentioned. Like, you would make 10,000 extra per month. 10,000. And 10,000 every single month, that would be, I would say, 10,000 a month, that's 120,000 a year. Right, so imagine this month you get 1,000 members, right? And then the next month you have another 1,000 members. Or let's say the first year you get 1,000 members. The second year you get another 1,000 members. You're now making 20,000. The third year you put another 1,000, you can now get 30,000. You see, after 10 years, you're producing a good amount of income that's recurring. So you sell it once, you get paid over and over and over again, right? So, and do you know how many messages I've gotten? And you heard Ed talk about this, that I have thousands and thousands of, and I've got different memberships. I've got a membership for my investment. So, you know, you need to be an accredited investor. You have to invest at least 250,000 to get access to some of the deals that I have, right? Per year, you got to invest, otherwise I don't give deals. Second, I've got one for real estate. If you want below market value deals in London, I have a whole, like, you know, myself and my business partner, we do a lot of sourcing. And I get deals offered to me by a lot of estate agents. I can buy a zone one property in London where you literally can come out of your flat and within 10 seconds walk, you can see the London Eye, right? I can get those flats for about 600,000-700,000, which is pretty cool, right? That's zone one. Right, I've got a software that I just mentioned. I've got a property portfolio that produces recurring. I have equity stakes in companies and that I've invested in that I get a dividend from. Right, so there's all the I've got. You know, and recently, you know, as I started Clubhouse, everyone's asking me for coaching and mentoring, and you know, I don't offer one-on-one coaching and mentoring anymore. But so I decided to create this sort of basically, like John's brain, like the only place you can learn from is from JL.club. And that's why I've got thousands and thousands of people that sign up to JL.club just in a very short space of time. Your income is in direct proportion to the amount of call to actions you make every single day.